Join me in welcoming Larry Koff.
Thank you, Mark.
Actually, I'm sorry, it's Lawrence Koff.
No, Larry's fine.
And he's going to... don't forget to tell them how they can reach you at your phone number.
Okay. I'll introduce my... he loves this part. So my name is Larry Koff. I'm a CPA. And you can hear me back there okay, sir? Okay. I'm a CPA and a managing director of a firm called Tax Only. Our company, you see it in the logo thing there. And our toll-free number is kind of fun. It's 888 Tax Only. 8 on the telephone is the letter T. So if you're ever nervous about taxes, you just call Tax Only. And so it's kind of catchy. People remember it. And we prepare personal tax returns like most of you here and business tax returns. We also do consulting to other CPA firms and law firms across the country. I love tax. How many people here are like passionate, I mean really, about tax? I mean like I'm on the elevator and someone mentions tax, saliva starts coming down the corner of my mouth, okay? I love tax. And one of the things I created, we do a lot of heavy hitters. We have clients in about 20 states. And actually being in Denver, Colorado now, it's made it a lot easier for me to travel around the country. Some people in here have seen me speak. I do about 100 seminars a year. Been doing that for a number of years. Somehow we had children also. Okay, so we have the music was playing to help greet you, but we're going to move on. And my title here, and I was trying, I didn't get official word from Barbara, but I think I won longest title. What do y'all think? Right? Pretty good title here? Okay, you don't have to just trust the computer. I don't trust the computer. Seminars that I used to do, I was with a firm called, maybe some of you have heard of it, Arthur Anderson. Okay, and so I own 3 shredders. Okay, and when I was with Anderson, one of my jobs was, is they had a thing called A+, and it was my job to teach tax to all these computer geeks, okay, who were writing the software. I've also been hired by other software companies. When they were writing the tax, I was supposed to teach the tax to those people. And I know at seminars, retention rate, if you're lucky, is 10, 20%, okay? That's even if you use the Sid Kessler, the Irv Chaikin approach to I believe that people tend to learn more if they're awake. Okay, and so I try to make it that way, okay? But even with that, and these are the people that are writing our software, and so that's why we have a different version of software coming out almost every day, right? Because we call up and say, this is not right. And then after we finish our season, right? After our season is done, we file the returns. They come back to us in October, sometimes November of the next year, and they say, you know, we think it's right now. Right? We already filed the returns. Okay, and so we have to know, I mean, my belief is I don't really want to trust the computer. So how do I reconcile K-1s? How many people here love K-1s? I love K-1s. Okay, oh yeah. K-1s proves to someone else, it's those K-1s. No, I mean I love. I mean, I'm not talking platonic. Okay, I love K-1s. One of the things about it is that there are too many of these clients out there that just think that they know everything. How many people have clients that are doctors? Right? They think they know everything. And how many people have clients that are attorneys? Right? How many people have clients that are married, doctors married to attorneys? That's hell, okay? That's a living hell. And so they think they know everything between them, okay? And they think that they can do a return until they see a K-1. Okay? I love K-1s. K-1s tell them that turbocrats cannot do their return. Okay? That was Freudian. Okay, so what we see here is we want to be able to reconcile K-1s, complex K-1s, to the software so you can go to sleep at night. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Okay, now, what we are going to do is, and this is a promise, it doesn't matter that we only have an hour to do this because I'm from New York and I can talk faster than this. This is actually slow. Okay, so what we're going to see here is we have high volume. We're going to cover that high volume, the danger that lurks there, all right, why we don't want to put ourselves at risk as professionals, okay? We're going to see that cross-referencing. How many people still believe in cross-referencing? I love cross-referencing, okay? Do I charge more for cross-referencing? We don't charge by the hour, my friend. We have set fees. If someone wants cross-referencing, I tell them that's like a personal book. Okay, and we cross-reference back and forth, that's going to cost you an extra couple of grand. Okay, and they're saying, that's like a custom suit. I said, and it's going to fit you that well. Okay, and so can I charge more for that? I do charge more for that. If they're going to want that kind of level of work, that level of expertise, they're going to pay for that. Okay, I'm not telling you all what to do, I'm just saying how we approach our work. Okay, when we have this and we're going to create an independent summary. Okay, independent of the software. So that, now I'm not saying we're not going to use software to help us do that. It's basic software. It goes back years, okay, as to what you can do. It also makes it more flexible and easier to do. But this is such a exposure area. Would you say that, right? K-1s? How many of you have K-1s that the K-1s add up to more than 75% of the revenue of the clients you're dealing with, right? Okay, that's what I have. I have millions of dollars in K-1s. That's a lot of exposure, okay, or potential exposure. And unlike the reputations going around here since I arrived at Bellagio, I'm not really into exposing myself, okay, on a professional level, okay? And so I don't want to do that. I want to protect myself. How do I do that when the software, you put it into a box and it ends up where, I don't know, right? It's going to go anywhere. How many people here, by the way, speak Yiddish? How many people don't speak Yiddish? You have to leave. Okay, because, no, if you want to know tax, you got to know some Yiddish. Okay, I'm in Arkansas, this is what I tell them. Okay, so when we see here, you're going to see we're going to go through this, an independent K-1 summary that allows me to feel comfortable with the data. Does that make sense? Okay, so I'm going to show you how to do that in your firm. We're going to reconcile that to our K-1 summary. That's what it's going to be called. And yes, these are trademarks. What can I tell you? Okay, so we are going to allow for carry-forward losses. We're going to allow for reconciling to passive activities. We're going to allow for reconciling to non-passive activities. All the things that, if we can, and we have control over, that frees me, right? That frees me to be able to do more of the planning opportunities, which I love, okay, to help my clients save more money and not leave money on the table to the government. Does that make sense? Everybody with me? Okay. So, and the final result is you will sleep well tonight. How about that? Yeah. Yeah, the Vivaldi too, yeah. All right. But also from having one less thing to be concerned about. Okay. Now, where are we going here? High volume. All right. So we have that. We're on a high volume. You have materials here and you can follow those. We also have this. This is going to be available in its entirety, the entire slide here. If you want to be able to use this to show it to other people or showing how to market what you're able to do, that's a cool thing. Okay. So these PowerPoint slides are going to be available to you. Just be able to redact them. Ha! Okay. Now you'll be able to edit them or whatever the words are. Okay. So we're going to watch out for projected K-1s. The danger there is, well, when I'm dealing with things, right, did I skip something here? Lots means, right, corrections aren't always a good thing. Oh, I'm still down here. Okay. Why aren't they? My first day, I started Arthur Andersen, as I said before. I was a direct entry into the tax department. That was kind of unusual. I'm what's called an alpha caca. First day alpha caca? Anybody not understand what alpha caca means? Right, an old fart. Okay, so that's me, okay? I'm back at times when we were doing actually tax returns. This will shock you. Pencil copy meant pencil, okay? I was doing tax returns in pencil, and you photocopied, okay? And you had to keep the pencil copy. How many people are looking at me like I'm from Mars? Right, all right? So the young ones annoy me. Okay, all right, so, all right, but you see, you have these pencil copies, all right? And so that's what we're doing now. Well, when I look at this, and I'm dealing with that my first day on things, right? I was with Andersen, always in tax, and then I went on to a firm called KPMG. Anybody heard of it? It's a small accounting firm. All right, and so I went on to KPMG. My first day on the job, they don't know what else to do with you, so they throw you a return to keep you busy because they're busy doing other more important things. Okay, and so they gave me this tax return for this Fortune 100 exec that had already been reviewed 7 times, 7 levels of review. I was given it over 100 K-1s, right? That's not unusual, right, for someone from Carter Wallace or Sony or whatever it might be, right? Over 100 K-1s. I looked at, and I'm reviewing the return, but I have my approach, which until then was not what we created here. I had it in a paper fashion. And so I laid out the K-1s and reviewed those work papers. I didn't just look at the tax return, right? 3 of the K-1s were the same K-1. Each one of them was over $100,000 in revenue. Okay? It was the same K-1. One was a corrected version. Well, that makes it different, doesn't it? Okay? And so therefore I can have both. Right? It makes you nauseous just thinking about it, right? Okay? And so, but when 100 K-1s, and I'm not talking a K-1 that's like 2 pages, right? A K-1 can be how many pages? Right, 30 pages, right? You can have a 30-page K-1. Remember, this is years ago, because remember that phrase, off the cuff? Me, Okay, so this was a number of years ago, and so the K1s were like this many in K1s. And of course a staff person, and then when you get to the review level, how many reviewers are gonna go? But I had nothing else to do that day. Right? And I'm anal retentive. You know, I haven't gone to the bathroom, what, 5-6 years? Okay, and so, right, and so I had plenty of time, and I'm looking through all these things, and I'm laying out the right way. 3 K1s duplicated. Okay, I mean, no, 1 K1 tripped, what do you call it, triplicated? Whatever. Almost with $300,000-$400,000, right? That's a fair amount of money, okay? Not to Mark, but to the rest of us, okay? That's a lot of money. I mean, this is money bags. Okay, so what we have over here, let's move on to the next thing. Okay, watch out for, oh yeah, okay. Watch out for, how many people, when you're doing things for extensions, this is what we were just doing, right, back in April. When you do extensions, do you request projected K1s? Right? Sometimes you don't get them, but I at least I'm covering myself. Why do I want projected K1s? Anybody answer that question for me? All right, too slow. All right, the reason I want projected, because I don't have time. All right, the reason I want projected, I love the interaction, I just don't have time. Okay, the projected K1s is I want to try to be as accurate as possible, right, for my clients so that if I know what their income level is, I don't want to send extra money into the government. Some people say, oh, Larry, but then you'll look great because your refund's going to be that lot much larger. But my clients actually have intelligence. Okay, and so if they get a $100,000 refund, are they pleased with me? No, they're really not. Except one of them. He got a $50,000 refund. He was thrilled because he was so excited that he did not have that money invested. Okay, and so therefore, in this past season, he loved me, okay, but I had to do it because I didn't have accurate K1s and he knew that, and I, CYA, how many people know CYA? Cover your assets. Watch your language, young lady. Okay, so assets, alright, so I want to protect myself. I'm going to let my client know that, but I want projected K1s, okay. Then I have to remember that when those K1s come through by scanning or whatever it is, to get rid of the one that was there. Can you, right? Okay, so if they were able to do that before 15 years ago, okay, when it was duplicated or triplicated or whatever, compoticated, all right, so there was too many of them, it's even more chances of it when I'm doing projected. Everybody with me? Okay, so projected K1s for estimates too, right? I do it for estimates. And if I can't do that, I flow it in another way. So we want to be careful about that. We push hard for those things. We look at the next one and we see, it's more than just the amounts. Okay? What do they do when they give us projected K1s or when they have K1s before and then something changes? We had something change in 3 of our clients. The percentages, right? The percentages could change or the capital amounts, right? All these different things can change. And you say, well, it's just going to go in there. It's not going to just go in there. I need to be able to find those things. I want to make sure that the percentages are going to be right. Okay, we actually have had situations where we had someone else's K1. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Okay, so you got to be aware of those things because we're going to be responsible for that. Okay, our clients know. I'm a nice guy. I am. I can be. Okay? For a New Yorker, I'm a nice guy. My clients know that I don't trust them. At all. Doesn't mean that I don't love them. I have 2 exemptions. Two children. I have a 5 and a 7-year-old daughter. Okay? And I love them. Do I trust them? Do I trust them on their judgment? You know, crossing the street and things like that? Same thing with my clients. I love them. When they pay me. I love them, okay? I don't trust them, okay, that they're going to give me the right information. So one of the things we do is, when they have all those K1s, oh, I forgot to send you, it's just one. Oh, it's just one K1, right? Right? What kind of impact can that have? They don't realize, they don't see how important the work is we do. That's why Mark and I were talking about this earlier and some other people. I love when a client goes off on their own for a year and say, I'm going to just do the return on TurboCraft. Okay, and I'm going to come back to you, okay, and see if you can do better. Right? Okay, so, whatever software they want to use, my thing is they need to understand what we can do, and it's better than what they can do. Okay, so we see the challenges that we have over here confirm that K1s from past returns are still part of their returns. Also, I make notes. How many people, when you're talking to them, you make notes of things that they've said, right, that they went into new investments, and my staff is looking for, we have notes saying, Larry's expecting to see these 2 new investment vehicles, right? K-1s, whatever it's supposed to be, they think it's a C-corp. I know whenever they say it's a C-corp, not whenever, about 90% of the time, what is it? It's an S-corp, right? It's just a letter, okay? They're off by one letter, okay? But I'm looking for results of that kind of thing, right? And so if I don't see those things, I want to look for those. And so it helps me to have lists for that, okay? Data from K-1s can be over 10 or 20 pages long. We talked about that already. Some tax preparers, none of the people in this room, of course. Okay, but some preparers that we run into are running into situations, if they don't know where it goes, do they call someone like a CITGAS or someone else in this room that could help them to be accurate on the return? No, that takes too long, okay, so they make it up. Okay, or they use logic, okay, which means they make it up. Okay, and so they're going through whatever it is, and some of these people doing the returns are not tax people at all, because our clients may say, like hedge funds, I help hedge funds, okay, and because I was out of Wall Street, I was a Wall Street specialist for years, and these people think 475F is a special world unto its own, and which it is, okay, except they want to treat it in any way they want, and some of them, the controllers are going to do the return. Why? Because they're on salary already, right? Why pay an extra fee, right, if it's going to affect the net profit? Does that make sense? It happens. If they're subject to audit, do we run into certain things? Well, we're still subject to what they're willing to give us, all right? And if they're going to dictate the kind of return, we have our engagement letter protect us, so don't get too nervous, okay? How many people here use engagement letters? How many people will be using engagement letters, okay? Because you want to protect yourself from this kind of thing, saying, I did this return based upon the information as you provided it to me, right? Okay, so we look at this here. So the data can show up anywhere, but anywhere is not necessarily right, okay, with the K-1. So we want to be aware of those things. We want to watch out for the phrase, if in doubt, put it into other income, okay? And so, because not everything belongs in other income. We have Section 988, okay, which is foreign stuff, right? How many people here love international tax, right? I was listening to that gentleman yesterday who was talking about international tax, and yeah. Okay, so, that's just some juicy stuff. All right, international stuff is great, okay, but you're supposed to know where to put it, and it doesn't just go anywhere, okay, just to get the return out the door, okay? Section 475F, I mean, if done correctly, 475F is not supposed to be subject to self-employment tax. I did a return for someone, and that was one of the catches that we did, plus they threw foreign income into other income. Hey, on K-1s, they even have their own place, okay, where they're supposed to go, all right? So we don't want to have it showing up just anywhere. It has a certain place, and even on the tax returns, it's supposed to flow. But when I'm reviewing a tax return, which is yay thick, right? Or if I'm how many people have ever had to review a tax return which could not be stapled, right? You had to put it into boxes, okay? You're going to look through every one of those pages and keep on cross-referencing, well, you're smarter than me. Okay, and so I have to use efficiency, and so what I'm going to do is I want to make sure that I can reconcile to how it's supposed to be and not just trust the flow of the computer program, because you know the computer program is going to be right in about 9 months. Okay, and so and where do they find out that it was wrong? It's because we call them up and annoy them a little bit. They're actually quite understanding about it now. We want to protect our practice. If we get something and we think it's wrong and we want to correct it K-1, is that embarrassing to the other firm? Can be. I don't want to cause anybody else any service. I don't want to cause them to be upset, okay? But I also need to protect myself, because now I'm doing it based upon the information provided to me, and I knowingly did something using erroneous information, right? So I want to be careful about that. So I'm going to want some kind of literature from them saying, listen, you can do this, and yes, I'll pay for, you know, your dog food for a while if you have any trouble, okay? Whatever it is, I want something from that, or I want a corrected K-1, okay? So we want to be able to do this, but we need to be able to catch it. This was from 1998. Have we been doing this methodology that I'm going to show you for a while? I guess so, right? I'm older, right? And so we've been doing this. We caught two catches, K-1s, resulting in over $100,000 just on that, okay? Just part of it, because they floated through. I have a K-1 saying, subject to self-employment income. This is a hedge fund, 475F, right? That's a code section. Internal Revenue? No. Okay, so we have danger alerts. Ooh, okay. I lost my page here. Danger alerts, okay. 475F, I talked about already. Foreign income data. Okay, when there are more than five complex K-1s, how many people deal with tax returns where you're dealing with 5, 10, 15 K-1s, something like that, right? At a certain point, that can get intimidating. If there's multi-state involved as well, oh boy, okay? And so we want to be able to track those kind of things. We want to be able to see it and be able to test it. But are you doing the return? How many people are not preparing? I don't prepare my returns, right? Matter of fact, I'm teased in my office that I'm not capable. They forget. I'm capable, but they work for me. Okay, and so, all right, but I'm not going to prepare the return, but I want to review the return. And their job is to help my job be easier, not harder, to find their mistakes. Well, I thought you'd find it, Larry, and you're going to find yourself on your... Right, okay, it's not my job to find these things. It's your job to make my job easier. So I'm just saying, I agree. I'm done. I go play tennis. Okay, that's what it is to own the, right? Good, right? Isn't that a good feeling? Okay, not supposed to, so, but with a beginning staff person, they have to develop those skills. We're going to teach them those skills. We teach them those skills. Whips help. Okay, and so we're going to teach them those skills and what to look for. They're going to learn good things and how to manage the information. But until then, I don't necessarily want to trust their tracking skills, just like when I had to review that 100-plus K-1 return. You all see what I'm saying? Okay, because someone missed it, and once it was missed on the preparation level, it becomes easier and easier not to criticize anybody. Remember, I had all day, okay, except they took me to lunch. Okay, so I had all day, but... it got easier and easier that someone was not going to catch that. Okay, so, move on. With complex K-1s, you also have situations where family members that get along, okay, actually invest in similar companies, don't they? Okay, so you're going to see a lot of similar names, okay? Could it be the same K-1? Could it be different? We actually have to look, and where my staff is taught to highlight, we go down to the account number. And the last three numbers on the account number have to show that this was for this person, that was for, right? So that we're showing that it's not the same exact K-1, okay? If it's a different account number that is listed for the very large investment vehicles, okay, where they're generating hundreds of K-1s, okay, you could be in different percentages in the same investment vehicle. Does that make sense? Okay, just on how you did it. So it gets kind of tricky. Excuse me. Oh, this might, y'all see this? Isn't this great? And if you're not from Colorado, I don't know if it sells in other places. My children call this Daddy's Sippy Cup. It's terrific. Okay, so where are we? How am I doing? Well, I've only used 5 minutes. That's fantastic. Okay, so I was supposed to be talking really fast. Okay, so when we have over here the Simplified K-1s, they are good, aren't they? Do you all like the new K-1 forms? I do. I mean, and I like how it flows in the input forms, and the scanning can be good. On complex K-1, scanning scares me, okay? I want to be able to see those things. I want, again, the cross-referencing. But for simple K-1s, oh, baby, right? Matter of fact, and if we've done the K-1s, even that's great, too. But even with a lot of the software out there, ProFX, TurboTax, and, you know, whatever they are, okay? And by the way... no, nobody's going to offend here because one of the companies that I speak for twice a year is Intuit, okay? And I call it TurboCrafts while I'm there, too. So don't worry, okay? They know that that's a feeling, but they know that it's not toward the professional Turbo. It's that $30 thing out there where people think that they can replace our business. I tell them, replace your own kidney while you're at it, okay? Okay, so I'm a little passionate about what I do. Okay, so... so we look over here, and we have, where is this? Even with the simplified K-1, I like the simplified, but for simple returns, okay? We have many complex K-1s. If you are going to create a book, right? If you're going to write a book, where is that here? My arms are getting shorter, Mark, as I... I'm 50 in a few days, so I become officially a senior, and that ARP thing is going to be talking to me. Isn't that great? Okay, so... let me see. I should have been turning pages. Does that happen to y'all? You get excited when it's tax? Okay, it's just me. Okay, so we have, if you're writing a book, all right, you want to organize your thoughts, right? When you're writing it, you don't just go in there and just start. Well, maybe some people do, okay? You plan an attack. You remember what you've already done. I mean, that's when I write books, that's what I like to do, okay? In the same way, I tell my clients, when we're creating what we call our a la carte return. This is a la carte, okay? We also have fast food. Right? Can you tell them on Weight Watchers? Yes, I'm on Weight Watchers. So everything's food for me. Okay. So we have our fasting and we have our a la carte. When we're going to do an a la carte return, what we're going to do is we're going to go to that extra level. We're going to be looking for those things and we're going to plan it out again to find so that it's not a duplication. Right? So it's not double counting income. So we're not losing out on deductions. Okay. And all those things. Well, that attack helps, by using another kind of software. Now, I'm going to go through a little quickly because how many people were here for the were not here for Mark's last session when he was talking about scanning? Okay, Alan wasn't, and you weren't. That's just tough. Okay, and so and that's just your poor judgment. Okay, and so because of that, the rest of you are here, right? So you'll know what I'm talking about. And you'll just be lost, and you can call me. Okay, all right. So, but we were talking about scanning the documents in, and I have a fear on that on high level returns. Okay, which you, have you all already ascertained that I have a little discomfort on that? How many people have a little discomfort on those scanning things that something might be in this? You're feeling really good about it. For K-1s, makes me kind of nervous. For other documents, but if my review process is good, I'm going to feel good about it. Okay, so I have that here. I call it, you know, the new apple in the Garden of Eden. Okay, that if we get too fast, we're going to expose ourselves on some information. But again, if we're careful in our review process, anything can work in a well-run accounting system with a review process. Okay. Let's see. I still personally like to do cross-referencing. Okay. That's on your materials here. Staff persons need to know how to cross-reference tax return work papers. Do y'all, how many people here really don't use cross-referencing that much on a physical? Maybe you're doing it within the computer. How many people use cross-referencing in one way or another? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right. That allows me. What is the cross-referencing for? Is it for the staff person? It's for me. All right. So I'm able to see what they were thinking. Right. And if I can concur, then I get to move on relatively quickly. I mean, is it annoying to have to do that either in the computer or by hand? Yeah, it's annoying. You're saying, I'm going to go to that page. It goes to that page. Do I get to glance at it? Yeah, I get to do those kind of things. It helps me to have a greater comfort. Is their comfort more important or is my comfort more important? What do you think? That's right. I am a PETA. Right? And you all know what PETA stands for? Pain in the... Right, don't you again. Okay, in the assets, okay? And so, again, so I've been called all that PETA, and I take it as a compliment, okay, that they're going to be working in that way so that we move efficiently through the return. Okay. Oh, let's see. Staff references need to... corrections must be addressed in a specific manner. I just said that. I'm sorry, I didn't need to duplicate. Ha ha. Didn't repeat myself. Need to be more aware of applicable tax law. This is my opportunity to teach my staff, okay? I am proud of the fact that when a staff person has worked, or even we've had interns that have worked for me, and we get them to such a point, then they get, what's the expression? Snatched. Right? Stolen. By firms that actually are willing to pay money. Okay, and so, they'll take them, and we've been paying them, I thought, a pretty decent wage, and then someone says, now you've learned it tax only, here's $120,000. And then there's different expressions, but the firms are saying hello to me is how I take it. Okay, so it's called a one-finger hello. Okay, so what do we have? We have staff person develops and utilizes accounting skills rather than data processing. I mean, if we're just inputting, okay, then to me, it's almost like telling the person, you could do your own return. Okay, and what's the difference is the data processing. And we're going to be doing a little bit more. Again, I'm not telling anybody else in there. I'm telling you how we approach it and why we wanted to utilize this technique. Okay, I'm going to get to the technique in about 3 minutes. Cross-referencing employment identification numbers, again, that's part of it. We cross-reference not just numbers. We cross-reference some of that information so we can catch if there were duplications. We can catch if the name changed, but the employer identification number was the same. They created, this happened a couple of times, the same K-1 from the same company, but the name was different. The EIN was identical. Okay? That would have been double counting as well. Everybody with me? Okay? So we were checking that too. Make sure the scheduled K-1s is for your tax, the little thing. Okay, large volume partnerships create a tremendous number of scheduled K-1s that look identical, but are not. I think I've touched on that a couple of times. Spreadsheet programs. This goes back to when, I loved it when you mentioned it before. How many people in here who are kind of new to tax or younger, and I was making a little fun of that before, but really have never used 14-column paper? Right? Never use. So everyone here knows what I'm talking about with fortune column paper, right? And for those of you, when they came out with this thing called Lotus, oh baby, all right, that was just a, and then a thing called, not to excite you too much, macros, okay? Oh my goodness, and Excel and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's how long we've been using this before we were using 14 column paper to track these kind of things so we could feel more secure. Okay. Well, you can use macros, okay? And that's how we do this. This is how duplicatable it is that I'm going to show you. Am I showing you anything that is new law? Nothing, okay? It's not what I'm talking about. These are techniques to help us feel better when we're doing a complex return. It is really more so just how do I harness all this data and feel comfortable at it that when, if I can get it to tie at least close, hey, if I'm within a couple of grand, on a $5 million, $6 million return, relatively happy. And you're saying, well, that's not scope. Hey, that's scope, okay? I'm not doing an audit, but on a tax return, that's pretty close, and I can probably get closer, right, with an eraser. Okay, so I have macros, and I can do the input. I have color coding. When you look at the sheets you have in there, they're in black and white. Did I beg for color?
Oh, yes.
I begged for color so you could see, all right? But you'll see some of these that, in the way we've created, we have all these things in different columns as color so that for our staff, when they're doing it, it takes minutes to actually duplicate the effort. You're saying, what, your staff has to do something twice? Well, one is toward the software that we use, the tax software, and the other one is to put it in, again, in our faster way in our Excel spreadsheet, but it comes pretty close to accurate. Okay, and I have an actual return from, what is it, 9 years ago or something like that, Mark? Something like that that you'll be looking at. Insertion of additional rows. Why additional rows? Hey, some clients only have 8 K-1s. Another one has 80. Okay, so I'm going to get rid of 72 rows. You with me? Okay, so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use the same principle, though, in approaching it. Okay, should we trust... This is the key question, because if it's not the question for you, then you're not that interested, right? And you're falling asleep, which I, you know, that doesn't happen at my seminars. Okay, but should we trust, okay, what does our sentence say? The coding of computer software often done by a non-accountant. They're not detail-oriented, they don't know law, okay? They may think, and you're saying, well, yeah, I tell them what to do. And they follow it carefully, don't they? What's your first name? Donna, right? Donna, they follow it carefully. They do, but what if I didn't instruct them on everything that could show up? Do they get up and want to disturb me, okay? Or someone else in the office when they're not sure? What do they do then? Of course they'll disturb me. What do you think? Nothing. Well, not nothing. They'll just guess. And they'll try to remember to tell me, right? How good do you feel about that? I don't feel good about that, all right? I don't feel so comfortable. If it's 20 or 30 K-1s, right, I wouldn't remember, all right? Granted, I have senior moments, okay? But I'm not going to remember it that well, and I don't want to trust someone else. That's not how we do our track our things. So should we trust them to do this? No. Oh, I lost the sound. Oh, I'm so disappointed. That was supposed to go boom. Okay, so how did we lose the sound? I don't know. Okay, I'll just have to stop. Okay, so we have here is the Excel spreadsheet. You have it in your books. Okay, we're on to that thing here. We're going to look at the setup, the entities, and the corresponding tax return work paper that we would look for. Right? You see, it says K-1, K-2, K-3, K-4. Those are four different entities, and they have their different names. One's called Sunrise Something LP. Another one is a certain properties. And then you see North Macarena, whatever, LP, right? And they have the different names, and they're able to see that. Okay. Two important cells indicate whether the K-1 is a partnership or an S-corp. Okay? So we have, do you all see that, where it says P/S? Nothing complex here, right? Is this hard to do? It's not hard to do, all right? Is it hard to understand? No. If I have a person's inputting and they don't know whether something's a partnership or an S-corp, I really shouldn't have them be doing work on that part, right? All right? So they're going to put that in there. Are we active? This is where it gets complex. And so someone's going to have to give them that information. We're going to give them that information. What we actually do is a more senior person does the setup of the row. They don't do the input, right? Do I believe in segregation of duties? Apparently. Okay? And so we're going to do that. They're going to do that complex area. But after that, aren't I just inputting? Right? It's really becoming basic inputting, but not as complicated as some of the levels that we have to go into when we're inputting on those computer software forms. Okay? So we have the cell formula. It shows you that. That's in your, if you wanted to be able to recreate this, we actually show you the cell numbers up on the top. You see how it was printed? It was printed so you see the rows, so you see the columns, okay? If you wanted to recreate it, you'll see how simple the cell formulas are. Down at the bottom, we see the net flow there, the cell formula for G28. That's there as well. Okay. We have, let's see. Under passive income, you see how it does show the color coding, doesn't it, Mark? Okay, so we have the color coding. You see, that makes it easier for our staff to work through these. And I don't have the entire thing. This thing goes really long, and there's a macro in there, and as it moves from cell to cell for them, and all they have to do is input the numbers, they hit enter, it moves to the next thing, they hit enter, moves to the next thing, and it just flows through it. It takes minutes, okay, compared to all those separate interview forms. Am I saying this is going to take over tax return? We're not preparing a tax return. We're really just confirming that data is going to agree and certain aspects of it, certain characteristics, right? Tax has characteristics, okay? Certain character things of the data is going to be kept kosher, okay? And we're going to feel comfortable about it, okay? So I have this. And you see that cell formula? What's the most complicated part of the cell formula? It says if N. You all remember where the N was from? Right? I had a yes, no as to active or not, right? So that's passive or non-passive. Can it be more complicated than that? Of course it can. Okay? But this is fairly straightforward. Do we know if they're a real estate professional or not? Well, we can address those things. I'm looking at controlling data. Okay? So that frees me in my review process. Is everybody with me? Okay? So this K1 summary, is this to help my staff? Helps my staff. They feel more confident when they go to the next step. Instead of being nervous saying, what did I do? You know, how do I know that I did this right? Right? Doesn't it feel good that when you've done a reconciliation and it's right, that you can step forward and just move on and not have to worry? I like that. I like that. Okay? And so we have that there. We have the cell formula at the bottom if it was yes. Okay? We see a cell formula again just as if it's a partnership, if it's an S-corp. And you can lay this in and put it across and then we're going to total them up together. You don't have to do what we've done here. Most of the people in this room, especially my friend Mark, knows a better way of doing what we created. All right? This works for our heavy hitters especially. Okay? Something like this that is independent from the tax return software gives me a way to verify that my data is accurate. Is that reasonable? Okay? I'm not saying it's the best thing. I mean, look, fancy schmancy, we're clearly not. Okay? Not fancy schmancy. That's my handwriting. Not fancy schmancy. Okay, so that was showed that it was a partnership. Print out the detailed worksheet. Now we're ready to do the reconciliation step. Okay? So we print out the worksheet from the tax return itself, and that's the detail. We are not interested in the 8582 as it is summarized. That's someone who's saying, I trust the software. If you trust the software, cool. All right? Do I trust the software? You think I trust the software? Not so much, okay? And the software, you know, the software company can't come back and say, oops, right? Ultimately, my client's not going to want to say, well, then what do I need you for? I'll just use the software if you're going to say, my software did it wrong, right? And so that's the battle that my firm feels that we're fighting. So I'm not going to just look at the form. I'm going to look at the detail. And that's right there. Everybody recognize that statement? You all get that statement. It shows the detail. It really lays it out. Doesn't it lay it out kind of nice? And there's an even bigger one there that shows it for all the different entities. Great. Okay, you can see how much money we're talking about. It's a little under $1 million. Not that much money, but a fair amount of money. Okay? And we see that there. And you can see all the writing that we're doing here. How many people are getting excited by the cross-footing? Simple? Anybody have a little bit of a, oh, yeah. Right? Or is it just me? Okay. So that's per the computer software. Okay, reconciliation of the income tax summary. How am I doing for time? When do I end? About 15 minutes, right? So we're doing pretty well. So what we have here is K-1 summary contains two gray areas designated for the passive income and passive loan. That's actually not gray. It's just that I was in a grayscale mode, I think, when I wrote that. Okay, but those are those blue slides, I think, that you saw before, which separated them out. Okay, oh, it's great because of the copy. That's right, because we made a copy. That's an actual work paper. That's why it was, all right? That was a work paper from our client, which has been redacted. I learned that from Mark. Okay? And so we show that. And that is an actual K-1 summary. So what I'm showing you here is not, hey, it could work, I hope it can work. This is from an actual tax return. And it's one of those clients where, in the years ago before I created these techniques, I was always kind of worried. It was so much money and they were in so many different things. How do I know I really nailed it? Right? And how do I free myself to write the books that I like to write and to do these other things if I'm always going to have that on my mind? And so Mr. Anil created a system, and it makes it, my staff feel so much more confident. They feel good when they leave, and we do too. And so you'll see we're cross-footing, okay, or across, making sure they agree on those different things. We should be able to, yes, yeah.
Just
speak up. Yeah.
They have a very similar work paper, mm-hmm. But I'm wondering for hedge funds specifically, where they have passive portions of line items that are passive portions that are
Right, we break those out. They all have their own separate, that's why our thing is very long going through the Excel. If we were doing it on 14-column paper, which is why Excel is so great and Lotus is so great, is that years ago when we were only using 14-column paper, we had to tape them to each other. Okay, and now with Excel, we this sheet that we've created actually could go to that wall. Okay, and so it breaks it out in that way, but it's all automatic. Okay, and it's going to group them accordingly. So right on point. I mean, that's what we've done. I'm not saying you have to do the same. Okay, we want as prepared by the computer software program, if it agrees with the K-1 summary, we have the thing for the overall tax return, which we call a preparer's proof. Okay, and that preparer's proof literally ties to the tax return, so that when people leave my firm, they know how to do a tax return. They're not just using the software to create it, okay? Matter of fact, if someone comes back to me and they say, hey, you know, well, this is what the software got, and I say, well, I'm paying you, maybe I should be paying the software, okay? If you're going to do that, I want to understand why you did it and how it created the software. I want you to understand what you're doing, and you all like that better, too. We can look at another schedule created for the net effect after the passive losses. So we actually got to something already, okay? Oh, and that's supposed to go, that has a nice sound to it. Boo! Okay, so we have the 11,553, so please make a note of that, okay? We see that number there, that's a net, and you'll see, did I actually, let me see if, okay, so we're good, sorry. Without the sound, I kind of lost track which slide I was in. I have sounds on here if the PowerPoint makes the sounds, but it went mute. Okay, so we have the 1153, which you 553, okay, which is the non-passive loss, and what we've done there is, if you'll see, let me use this. Is that working? Am I doing something? Okay, there it is, right? You see these two numbers there, $20,132 and $28? That's the real estate, okay, which has a different character. And so if I split that out, I'm going to have my passive income, and then I have my passive income that's real estate oriented. So if I break that out, I can see it in that way. Okay, so that's what we've done, and so we want to tie to that number. Oh, it did it! Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Okay, I'm going to have to change later. Okay, so that was really something. Oh, was it good for you? Okay, so we see us over here. So we have the 1153, and that's from the K-1 summary. Okay, this should be able to take it, and we're going to be able to tie it to the actual software. Okay, and now we're getting into the larger number here. This is the passive agrees before the carry forward losses. That's a little over $800,000. Okay. So it only worked on one slide. This is every time that arrow, it's supposed to do that. So I don't get it. Okay, there's another. It should have done that. Ring. Okay. Maybe. Okay. So there it is. Wonder why it went silent again. Okay. So what do we have? So that and you'll see it. That's with the K-1 summary. I think we just did that before. There it is, yeah. All right, so there it is for the tax return. And in this case, did you notice that it actually ties, this is on a, you know, $4 or $5 million return, this ties to the dollar. How exciting is that? That's right. I look pretty good, don't I? Okay, so, you know, that's and it's not just the time, because it's reconciling, right? Isn't that kind of cool? Right, so we have the K reconciliation that we call, okay, reconciliation K1, there it is, the 828,000. That's for our K1, so it's agreeing with that. Now, and we're almost there, okay? Now we're going to look at it from the page 2 of the Schedule E, right? This is the ultimate. This is where I've grouped together. Remember, now, why did I split out earlier, right? Page 1 of the Schedule E is relating to what? Real estate, right? And so I want to be able to tie that in, but I want to go to page 2, which is partnerships and S-corporations, right? So I'm going to look at page 2, and I want to see if my combination is going to tie to the page 2 and help me feel better. Okay, so I have $570,000, $473,000. Okay, I need to catch up to you all because I got so excited before with that sound effect that I have no idea where I am on my page. Okay, so I'm at the, all right, right. So we're at the $570,000, $473,000. Okay, final step is to account for the NOL. I take that NOL, which is from the information. I'm going to be consistent from the tax return, and I tie literally to the dollar. We were off $28. In a $5 million return, did we go searching for the $28? I'm telling you that we did because I'm just anal, okay? But I really do. I really do. But enough fiber really has been helping me. Okay, so yes. All right. But we did actually find it. And it wasn't just me because my staff, we're kind of like, we all enjoy this aspect of it, that it's that comfortable, that the 28 was just annoying. Okay, it was annoying to, and they did find it, and it only cost me about $500 in billings. Okay, so we have the $28, you can see where we even crossed out, right, where we wrote over because we were going to find the $28, okay, and so we did, but you don't have to do that. Hey, listen, if I was within 1,000 on that level of return, wouldn't you feel pretty good? All right, it makes me feel this is not something that is causing me a lot of exposure. Does that make sense? And I can focus on some other things because I know I nailed this large item, okay? So, we have, there it is. Come on, right? Isn't that, yeah, all right, it's just me. Okay, so, what I'm going to say is, we did what we were going to do. We showed the danger, okay? We showed how cross-referencing, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, and if we use it in a way that's efficient and we can get paid for, not such a terrible thing. You showed how to create an independent K-1 summary. Is this the way you have to do it? Of course not. Y'all, most of the people in this room are smarter than I am. All right, all of you. Okay? And you're going to be able to do it in a better way, and you're going to say, hey, Larry, I have it better. And when you create the better version, please give it to me. Okay? I'd love to use something like that, but this has helped us. Reconciliation, income tax returns to the K-1 summary. We did that. I mean, that's what that great music was, and it tied to the penny, which I know annoyed some of you. Okay, so we have the carried forward losses. We did not account for any of those things on multiple items. What is the final result that I wish for you for the rest of your season that's upcoming? I wish for you no sound. Sweet dreams. Nice to meet y'all. Have a nice tax season. Okay. I'll take questions if you want. Yeah. Oh, these returns don't get done until October, you know, 13th, 14th, yeah. No, it was found in July, you know, when, yeah. Yeah, and it was charged as a discussion. Yeah. We have approached other things. We do the same thing with rental properties. With we have clients that have over 50. One person has over 100 rental properties. When he interviewed with us, telling us what it was a return, he said he had 5 or 6 rental properties. So we misquoted. No, it was over 100. Yeah, it was over 106, as a matter of fact. We're actually lining them up and, you know, just getting the consistency of it to see where there's exposure and where we can do it in an efficient way so that we're not overwhelmed with the volume. That's the key of it, is that we don't want to be overwhelmed with the volume and feel intimidated, you know, and just feel at risk. That's the key for us. Yeah. I'm sorry, what is your first name? Bob, yeah. You know, so much of the state follows the Fed that we don't have as much concern. As long as we've knocked that in, we actually do have some state columns. And for California, we actually do tie into the California adjustments. We have a separate file just for that. But I didn't want to cover that, you know, with because I know I'm talking to 50. Yeah, we go to a certain level. It really depends on my exposure. Mostly, I have sleep apnea. We need to help me sleep. Thirty states, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And then it's really the exposure of different state. If we find that we're more than a certain number in a certain state, we'll create all we have to do is create another column. That's it. So, you know, it becomes a redundancy, which works really well. Doesn't stop us from charging a lot more, but there is that redundancy. And that's just, you know, because I have two daughters, so I have Nordstrom's in my future. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's fair to say because there's so many good software out there, including the Turbo one that I was teasing about before. They're all good software, and so I don't think I should answer that question directly in a group, but if you corner me later and try to threaten me, I might tell you. Okay, so, but they all can get the job done. And this actually protected me when I couldn't afford the really good software. I pay, what's the expression, through the nose, through the nostril for my software. I pay for the best software that I feel is out there. But I was able to use my techniques when there was pencil pushers and things like that. And I needed to protect myself from whatever it was. And this made me feel better. Okay? So, again, just telling you what worked for us. Any other questions that I can help you with? And otherwise, it's almost Friday night. Yes, someone had a question. I'm sorry, Donna, my buddy. Oh, eventually, we're actually writing software, but it's not, I mean, it's, I gave you everything in your, materials and, alright, well, we'll sell it to you for like 50 grand. Okay, so, we're actually writing software on a lot of things to, our goal is to help CPAs, feel more competitive out there with some of those houses that can just throw so much out there. And so we're actually writing, we're figuring it to be about 2 years, but that's the minor part of it, okay? But I did give self-formulas so that y'all could have it. You probably could do it better. He, I know, could do it better than I did, okay? Ours has just grown from 18 years, I think, we've been using our approach, okay? But it makes me feel good. So anyone else that I can answer questions for? I'm used to talking more on a technical thing. This is more really application. And so if you want to talk about tax theory, like Solomon 1992, I love it. So, if I meet an anesthesiologist, there's usually a bet as to who falls asleep first. Okay, because I'll lecture on that. Okay, any other question I can answer? It's been a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Good luck on the tables. Okay. Oh, thank you.